Hi, from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. A local nonprofit says it is going to increase activity this weekend in anticipation of a growing demand for food. News 88.7's Tom Perumian joins us live now with more on how the Houston Food Bank is responding to the government shutdown. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Matt. As SNAP benefits appear to be ending tomorrow, Houston Food Bank is going into action to supply recipients and the needy with nutrition.
An advantage that we have is we always accumulate, and we had no hurricanes, nor did we need to share with any of the southern food banks because nobody else had a hurricane either. So we actually have about 20,000 disaster boxes plus some other supplies.
That's Brian Green, president and CEO of Houston Food Bank, speaking on Hello Houston Wednesday. Green says the food bank is going into debt to supply food. They're hoping for a significant ramp up in philanthropy to keep the effort going. Matt?
All right, Tom. The special election to fill a vacant seat on the Houston City Council is on Tuesday, and three candidates have emerged as likely contenders. If none of them get more than 50% of the vote, the top two head to a runoff in December. Trial attorney Alejandra Salinas, a newcomer to city politics, maintained her financial lead in October. She raised nearly $50,000. Brandon Roddinghouse, professor of political science at the University of Houston, says she's likely a safe bet to make the runoff.
She's definitely the best position for the long haul. Her cash on hand is larger than the others. She's got a deeper base of financial support. And although we might see some changes if there's a runoff, she's in a very good position financially.
Former City Council Chief of Staff Jordan Thomas came in second in October fundraising with more than $33,000, and he earned the endorsement of the Houston Chronicle. Meanwhile, a grassroots effort to recall Mayor John Whitmire from office is falling significantly short of its goal. City rules require more than 63,000 signatures within 30 days. With less than a week until the deadline, News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports organizers still need more than 60,000.
The lead organizer, Houston City College student and longshot city council candidate Ethan Hale, estimates the group has collected about 1,500 signatures over the past 4 weeks. That puts the group on track to reach the threshold in 2028, but the deadline is Wednesday. The group's animus towards Whitmire runs deep. Hale calls him a fascist and opposes almost all of his policies, especially increased funding for the Houston Police Department and a car-centric approach to road projects. Hale was one of four people arrested last week for sitting on the Taft Street Rainbow Crosswalk to obstruct its removal, though the Harris County DA's office dropped the charges. A spokesperson for Whitmire says the mayor is not distracted. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
Currently 51 degrees here on the UH campus, and we are set up for a high of 74 later this afternoon. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.